The question today is, what is the wrath of God? The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse number 7, we find that John the Baptist came on the scene, and when he saw many of the Pharisees, the Bible says, and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generations of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, he said, there's wrath to come, and you need to flee from that wrath. Now, that wrath abides on all that's reached the knowledge of accountability. And in other words, the Bible says this in Romans 1, well, John 3:36. First, I'll read that. He said, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. That means it remains on him. It's like a cloud of wrath hanging over every person's head when he reaches the knowledge of accountability. Now, thank God he's safe till he reaches that knowledge. And somebody said, where's that at? It's a lot older than a lot of people trying to tell you today. I don't know where it's at, but it's when you know the difference between good and evil, not right and wrong. That's the knowledge of accountability. Some people call it the age. But then you're safe till you reach that place, and then you're subject to, if you died, you'd go to hell, which is the wrath of God. The wrath of God will fall upon you in that sense. And so therefore, he said, and then by the way, he said in Romans 1:18, he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So it don't matter whether they're an African, never heard the gospel or whatever, there's still the wrath of God is revealed against those all men. God's good to them to give them light. If they'll respond to light, God will give them more light and send a message across their path. That they, in other words, the preacher of righteousness across their path. I don't care where it's at. God will do that. But the wrath of God abides on every man that's lost. Ephesians 5:26, he says this, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. In other words, the wrath of God's coming on sin. Now, Jesus put His wrath on His only Son on the cross of Calvary, and He paid for our sin debt there on the cross. But if you're not saved, if you're not covered by the blood, then you'll have to experience the wrath of God one day. But God, in His goodness, in Romans 2:4, says this, or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? In other words, He's forbearing, He's holding back that wrath to keep it from falling on your head, if you please, and you winding up in hell in a short period of time. Thank God for the God's hedge about you. The devil can't destroy you and harm you. If he could, he would, the moment you reach the knowledge of accountability and carry you to hell where he's going to be. But he's God's holding back that wrath, giving you a space of repentance. And Romans 2:5, though, says this, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Man rejects light, rejects truth, and rejects the goodness of God, the long-suffering of God, then you're treasuring up unto yourself the wrath of God against the day of wrath. So there's coming a day of wrath. But yet, the saved are delivered from wrath. I mean, there is no wrath. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 9, much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Meaning all the saints of God are not going to have to suffer the wrath of God. Now, we've already dealt in one message, the answer to a question about tribulation. Excuse me. We will suffer tribulation, but we'll not suffer the wrath of God. Talking about the saints of God. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 10, he says there how he taught they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. In other words, we're delivered from the wrath to come by the Lord Jesus and His blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. And once that comes, there's no wrath over you anymore. The cloud of wrath has been hung on Jesus and charged to His account. Righteousness has been put on your account, His righteousness. And he that hath the Son, who is the righteousness of God, hath life. And you'll be saved from the wrath to come. Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 9, he said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So the saints of God will never have to suffer the wrath of God. You need to realize that. Now, what is wrath? What is the wrath of God? Not talking about just man's wrath or the devil's wrath. As I told you the other last time, that the tribulation, the great tribulation, is the devil's wrath upon the saints of God. But now we're talking about the wrath of God that's only upon the lost people. The saints of God will never suffer that wrath of God. Now, what is the wrath of God? If you're not saved and you die in that condition, you'll experience the wrath of God because you'll wake up in hell. The rich man, he died and was buried, and in hell, he lifted up his eyes. You see, that's the wrath of God in any person who dies without God. And then that's like a jail, county jail, waiting to stand before the judge. And then one day, hell will empty all of those that's in hell. And the lost dead, will stand before the great white throne judgment, Revelation chapter 20, and be judged. And then they'll be cast in the lake of fire, which is the second death, separation from God forever. That is the eternal wrath of God they'll experience forever and ever and ever. And you realize something, even though hell is the wrath of God and the lake of fire is the wrath of God, there's literally coming upon this earth, the wrath of God's going to be poured out upon this earth one day. And like I say, most people call this the Great Tribulation, but it's not. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, and this is right after a door was opened. There was sign in the sun and the moon and stars. And the Bible told, Jesus told the ones in Luke 21, when you see these signs come to pass, then lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. He's not talking about Israel. He's talking about the saints of God. And he said, your redemption of your body is going to be brought nigh when these things come to pass. And those signs are referred to in the sixth seal in Revelation chapter 6. And a door is open because the kings on earth wanted to hide, as the Old Testament talks about, hiding in the rocks and the dens, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. And as a result, they wanted to hide. Why? Because they said in Revelation 6, 16 and 17, they said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, the saints of God at that same time are going to be caught up. The Bible talks about in Revelation chapter 7 how that there's a number come out of great tribulation, and they're caught up to the third heaven. And they'll be there. And they'll not experience the wrath of God. In fact, he tells in Revelation 7, four angels to hold back the four winds of the earth to keep any kind of wrath falling upon the saints of God. And they're raptured up and they'll stand there. And of course, he's doing that in Revelation 7 to seal the 144,000 Jews that he's going to seal. But there's a picture of the rapture of the New Testament church, Revelation chapter number 7. Some people do not understand that. They want to say it's in Revelation chapter 4. But Revelation chapter 4, it's only one person caught up. John said a door was opened for me, and he was caught up in the Spirit. Listen, at the rapture, you're not a bunch of disembodied spirits. People say it's the rapture because a trumpet blowed, like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16. Speaks of a trump of God. But folks, the trumpet was a voice as a trumpet, loud only to John, that John might come up and see things that's hereafter. And he wrote it down. And then we see the number no man can number, Revelation 7, that's called out right after great tribulation, just before the wrath of God. Somebody said, oh, you believe that? You're not even a premillennialist. Who ever heard? I believe the millennium of God, when God's going to set up His earthly kingdom on this earth, and the saints of God will be caught up before the wrath of God is poured out on this earth, because we've been promised we will not face the wrath of God. So in Revelation chapter 6, there's the great day of His wrath has come. And what is that wrath? Well, if we study it, and I'm not trying to get into all of the specific details of the wrath of God, but there's in Revelation chapter 8, it begins to deal with the trumpets, how the angel blowed the trumpet and poured out the wrath upon this earth. And some of those things are so bad, they last over 5 months. I think it's trumpet number 5, in which there's some awful, ungodly characters, creatures coming upon this earth with stings in their tail. And you know what the world's doing now, trying to get people ready for such as these days that's going to happen, where they can say, oh, that's not going to happen. That's what they tell people today. For instance, they're having these movies with these big old creatures and whatnot that's doing this and acting, looking, and people say, oh, that's just a figment of some producer's imagination or writer's imagination. And as a result, that didn't happen. That's not real. That's true concerning these movies. But I won't tell you, Revelations is true. Now, we may not understand it. Somebody said, oh, that's not literal. Some things are a simile. Some things are like. Some things are as. But sometimes it says these came out. And that's the wrath of God, as God has an angel to stand up and blow his trumpets. Now, if we'll read Revelation, I think it's chapter 16, where there's seven vials that's poured out upon this earth. That's the wrath of God. And if you'll compare the trumpets with the vials, you'll find that that goes together like the synoptic gospels. One angel stands and blows the trumpet, and the next angel pours out his vial as it's announced. And then he's also mentioned seven thunders that's so bad that John, he saw that and he shrunk back from it. And God said, wouldn't even let him write it down. It's so awful. And yet, during that time, no saints of God will be here because God said, we'll never suffer the wrath of God. We'll escape the wrath to come. And we'll be caught out with that. At the same time that wrath's being poured out here, there's the judgment seat of Christ for the saints going on. Rewards will be passed out. We'll cast them back at our feet. And the Lord Himself will come back, set foot upon this earth. And then that ungodly, unholy Trinity that's gathered in the Valley of Megiddo, the Valley of Armageddon, will come. And that's part of that wrath that's poured out. And as it's poured out upon them, blood will run 177 miles long, approximately 10 miles wide, in that valley to the bridle of the horse's mouth. And all the people will gnaw their tongues for pain. The fifth trumpet and the vial, as it's poured out, will be such that they'll want to die. They'll seek death and can't because, you see, the Lord has the keys of death. And they shoot themselves and death flees from them. They can't even die. Try to commit suicide and can't do it. They gnawed their tongues for pain. And two different times it said, but yet they repented not to give God glory. Folks, I want to tell you, you can't repent unless God grants you repentance. So today, you see, the only while you have hope, while now the wrath of God's just abiding on you, and God's goodness is holding back that wrath and giving you a space of repentance, if you please, that He spoke about. Oh, while there's an open door, while there's a striving spirit, while there's a preacher of righteousness, more than one, coming your way. Oh, would you just respond to the light that God gives you. And every time God deals with you and He moves on you, will you go as far as you can with God and just stretch out a little further. And if you'll obey the light you have, then God will give you more light. And He'll bring you through, down the narrow way, through the straight gate, that you might be saved and you'll escape the wrath to come. What is the wrath of God? The wrath of God is hell for those who are not saved. But it's a temporary place in which they'll be caught up to the great white throne judgment and cast in the lake of fire, which is the eternal wrath of God. But there's literal wrath will be poured upon this world after the saints of God are taken out, and that's the trumpets, the vials, and the thunders. May God help us to seek the Lord while He may be found and escape the wrath to come. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying, good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.